Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Education is not the answer to the world's problems. I suppose it might be the answer if the problem is lack of education. But if the problem that we are talking about is bullying, or drinking and driving, or texting while driving, or unprotected sex, or drug abuse, or littering, or steroids in sports, or the use and the abuse of tobacco and such, education is not the answer. You can educate folks till you're blue in the face about the dangers of tobacco or the dangers of drinking and driving. And they might fully understand and they might fully accept what you are saying. But more often than not, when it's convenient for them, they will still take part in those dangerous activities. Why? Because that's what our sinful flesh does. Our sinful flesh gravitates toward wrong and destructive behaviors. Romans chapter 7, St. Paul wrote these words. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. It didn't matter how much Paul wanted to avoid and stop certain behaviors. Somehow he always found himself once again at their mercy and under their control. And it didn't matter that Paul had been educated to know that these behaviors and actions were sinful, and that they were destructive, and that they were an affront to God. Somehow, he always eventually gave in to them again anyway. And so, as you might well imagine, this was a source of great frustration and great conflict for Paul. Because he realized that even as a redeemed child of God, even as a baptized and forgiven man of faith, even as an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was still absolutely powerless to live the way that God wanted him to live. And so it was with the disciples in our text for this Ash Wednesday service. They went with Jesus to the Mount of Olives into a garden named Gethsemane so that Jesus could spend some time with his heavenly Father in prayer. Upon reaching the garden, Jesus told the disciples to keep watch while he went a little further to pray. But when Jesus returned to his disciples, he found that they'd all fallen asleep. And he said to Peter, "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." These disciples, these men of God, these chosen instruments of Christ himself were powerless to do what Jesus wanted them to do. Jesus wanted them to watch and to pray. And I'm sure that they wanted to be faithful to Jesus, to his direction and to his plea to them. But they just couldn't. It wasn't a matter of not knowing what they ought to be doing. It was simply a complete inability to do what they ought to be doing. And thus, Paul said of himself, "What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?" And then Paul gloriously answers his own troublesome question by saying, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." The whole point of Ash Wednesday is for us to come to terms with the truth that from dust we came and from dust we are going to return. The truth that nothing good lives in us, that is, in our sinful nature. The truth that even our righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord. The truth that there are none of us who are righteous, none of us who understand God, none of us who seek God. The truth that even after we are baptized into God's family of faith, even as Christians, we are still powerless to overcome evil and completely incapable of living the way that God wants us to live. You see, by grace through faith, our spirits may be willing and waiting and wanting to please God. But our sinful flesh is weak. And thus the good that we want to do, we simply cannot do. What wretched people we are. Who will rescue us from these sinful, mortal, nothing but dust and ash bodies of death? Jesus Christ will. That's why he suffered and he died on the cross and why he rose from the grave. To forgive us and to save us. He knew that we couldn't save ourselves. Not even with help. Not even with the Holy Spirit living in our hearts. And thus, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. From start to finish, he did it all. And he continues to do it all for us. Yes, we are dust. And yes, we are weak. And yet, we are still forgiven and we are still saved because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. To God be the glory for the gift of his Son. Amen.